Chairman Roberts, Ranking Member Stabenow, and members of the committee, thank you for the opportunity to testify today. The past couple of years have been challenging for wheat farmers across the country, particularly because of historically low prices. Producers of hard red winter wheat even became eligible for market assistance loans and loan deficiency payments for the first time in several years because prices dropped below loan rates. We've also been hit with big weather and disease events. I have personally experienced freeze, blizzard, wheat streak mosaic virus, and hail in my area, and now a devastating drought is gripping the Upper Great Plains wheat region. It's events like these which have such a widespread impact that make a Farm Bill program so important. The low prices have led to farmers needing to take out new loans to continue operating. As such, producers' debt-to-asset ratios have grown rapidly. I've included a chart in my written testimony with data from USDA's Economic Research Service showing that over 8% of wheat producers are considered to be highly leveraged and 16% are extremely leveraged, showing the extent of economic stress. Additionally, the recent dip in planted wheat acres reflects the economic conditions in wheat country. Plantings for this crop year is down 9% from the previous year and is the lowest planted acres since records began in 1919. The Farm Bill's Title I programs like ARC and PLC have served as key safety net programs that kick in for losses not covered by crop insurance. ARC has worked well, but there are some tweaks that can be made given the low price environment to improve it. We urge Congress to ensure that a mechanism is in place to maintain an appropriate benchmark revenue guarantee to help farmers through these difficult times. Included in my written statement are several options for both price and yield components of the ARC formula. We believe one of the tweaks is utilizing a reference price in the ARC formula that remains consistent with whatever the final PLC reference price in order to set a floor for the benchmark guarantee. We also recommend prioritizing RMA yield data where available. With regards to PLC, the current reference price for wheat of $5.50 per bushel is far below what it costs to produce the crop. We urge you to increase the wheat reference price so it more closely reflects the modern cost of producing a crop. It should be set at a level that is closer to a $7 a bushel to try to truly enable PLC to function as a safety net for farmers when times are tough like they are today. We think loan rates for market assistance loans and LDPs should be increased as well. Ultimately, the next Farm Bill should maintain a choice between ARC and PLC so farmers can use the program that best fits their needs. The Federal Crop Insurance Program has been and continues to be farmers' most important risk management tool. A farmer might go many years paying premiums for a policy and rarely get an indemnity, and they would much rather get a return from the market than become eligible for an indemnity. Crop insurance is critically important to enable a producer to farm another year when events outside of their control impacts them. The Federal Crop Insurance Program has also performed incredibly well, with an improper payment rate of just 2.2%, which is about half of the government-wide average of 4.39%. We also believe we need to continue a voluntary incentive-based conservation programs in the next Farm Bill. Our farmers have prioritized working lands conservation programs in our policies. We believe these programs should work with farmers to integrate conservation practices and techniques into their farming operations and should recognize the different needs in different parts of the country for different crop rotations. Wheat farmers across the nation are experiencing the toughest economic conditions they have faced since the 1980s. This next Farm Bill will be critically important to farmers. The political and policy dynamics facing Congress this year are much different than the process to write the last Farm Bill. A strong safety net and risk management system is needed now more than ever. Each year, farmers face unpredictable risks when they plant crops in the ground, and they rely on an effective risk management system and safety net to offset the inevitable weather disaster or price drop. Crop insurance and Title I programs have proven to be effective and good policy in general. With that, I'll happily answer any questions.